Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the TNT News Hour here on BBSRadio.com. This is not Evident Footprints. That was the theme music from Evident Footprints. Actually, we have a different song, but I guess my buddy Don Newsom likes that song so much that he decided to play it this afternoon. So thank you, Don. in case you are... new to BBS Radio, I host a show called Evident Footprints, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And we have guests from all over the world on the show, and we talk about things that you don't hear on mainstream media, just like we do here on the TNT News Hour. And we do have a guest halfway through the show or on the bottom side of the hour. We will have none other than Don Newsom joining in on a conversation about the things that are going on right now in our world. And maybe the elections might have something to do with that. I received something from a friend in Dallas, or actually Houston, Texas, Leon. We'll just give her first name. And she sent some pictures, which actually, I have seen, but she got an email from a friend in England who's describing what's going on there. We seem to have a really, really big continental divide, so to speak, over this immigration issue. I'm all for people being able to earn a living, and I'm all for people being able to eat and to have health care and all of those things, to own a home and receive any type of aid that would assist them in that process. I think they call it credit in the United States. I'm all for that. I think we have a duty to see that our own people first are taken care of before we start babysitting the rest of the world. And it's quite obvious what's going on. If this is your first time ever listening to anything like this, you have a lot of catching up to do. But I'm going to assume that anyone that's hearing this show knows quite well what's going on in the world, and that the dollar is being destroyed in real time, that oil is becoming the currency of preference. It has been for quite some time. It's just been a secret. But now that they're destroying the dollar and things are being paid with oil, the oil companies will basically be controlling the world and natural resources, energy resources. Of course, we don't even need to have oil as an energy resource, but their mission is to just suppress any technologies that would come out and to silence or put those out of business who come up with new innovations that would save us money. Anything that would take us out of this paradigm of control. Well, going back to this email I received, I'd just like to quote what's in the email, because it's not just happening here in the United States. And we don't even hear what's happening in our own country from our own media. So this should come as no surprise that this is going on in England. And I quote the letter. A friend of mine is dating a woman from Bristol, England. She just returned from there and said it is no longer English. The Muslims have taken it over, and the trend continues. While we want them to assimilate, it looks like they would rather annihilate. View the pictures below and decide how you really feel about the future of the Western world. These pictures are of Muslims marching through the streets of London during their recent Religion of Peace demonstration. Why would anyone think that we should be at war with such nice, peaceful Muslims? Americans need to know You need to forward this to everyone. These pictures tell it all. Muslims have stated that England will be the first country they take over. These are pictures not shown on American TV or in American newspapers. Duh. As they might help Bush's war on terror, but were forwarded to me by a Canadian friend who thought Americans ought to know. And the pictures some of you may have seen on the web, there are signs that say things such as slay those who insult Islam, butcher those who mock Islam, behead those who insult Islam, Europe is the cancer, Islam is the answer. I guess that guy is a poet and doesn't know it. Exterminate those who slander Islam. Islam will dominate the world. These are printed out signs, by the way. Some of these signs are professionally printed. Many are hand inscribed, and these people are wearing masks, of whether it's a towel wrapped around their head, tied up with a slit for their eyeballs, or it's a full-blown mask. They seem to be concerned about someone recognizing who they are. So you have to even wonder if they are Muslims. Then there's another sign that says, Europe, take some lessons from 9/11. Europe, you will pay. Your 9/11 is on its way. There's another poet. Be prepared for the real Holocaust. Exterminate those who slander Islam, on and on and on and on. Such vitriol. Of course, there is a British Bobby or British police officer standing beside, and he doesn't look like he's causing these people to disperse. Yet I recall seeing a David Icke video where David Icke was literally just walking through the city of London, and on two or three occasions was confronted by the police in the town where he lives, telling him that they were not allowed to film anything there. Of course, you wouldn't see David Icke doing this had he not had a cameraman with him. And it, literally, he was told that he was to move on. He was not to loiter. He was not to film anything. And he really was outspoken in this video where he said, "My God, what is happening to my own country here?" Where I can't walk and talk about the buildings. Of course, he was showing the gargoyles on the buildings, and he was showing that there's an ancient force behind all of this. And we see it now here happening. And this is not directed toward any one group. They sold us on the concept of immigration years ago, more than 100 years ago, when we had basically an open-door policy, and on a daily basis, shiploads of people were coming into the country. Now, we're taught that that's for a better life, and that we welcome these people, many who were my ancestors as well as yours. I would venture to guess that most of us in this country have come from another country. So I'm absolutely not against immigration, but we have policies established. Many people had to come here and live here and prove that they were going to be productive citizens for 10 years before they could become naturalized, before they could become a citizen. And there were tests that they had to take that showed that they knew a little bit about American history, or history as they like to call it. And so we have right now a situation going on in our country where they're using all these people who supposedly are coming here to do jobs that Americans won't do. And by the way, Americans that will do jobs have no jobs to do. So we have a bit of a dichotomy there, that in the political rhetoric we're told that these foreigners now invading our borders in the millions are doing jobs that Americans won't do. I don't hear many Americans say, "I won't do that job." Not when it comes down to feeding your family, clothing your family, paying for your house, paying for your vehicle or vehicles, paying for outrageous gas prices, paying for outrageous medical supplies or medicines or medical procedures. And we're not told the truth about anything, so where do you begin discerning the truth? Where does it start? You're not going to find it from outside. You're going to find it from within. And so what we're witnessing is just a day-to-day hoodwinking type of mind control and hoodwinking type of brainwashing.
Hi, this is
And even when we hear the lies, it's almost like we celebrate the fact that we're hearing a lie.
And you're listening to BBS.
That we didn't expect these people to all of a sudden start telling us the truth about anything. So at least we know nothing has changed. We've become complacent and apathetic and ignorant and dumbed down and spiritually devoid of the knowledge of who we are and our overall role in the universe.
Is available for private consultation.
Our role in our own country or our role on this planet.
If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr.
Why is it so difficult for people to recognize what's happening? Are we that far gone? Is humanity that far down the drain? Or the sewer? And so when these pictures, and I'm addressing this email that I received because these pictures are vitriolic. They're intended to create fear. They're intended to make a statement. And why would someone publish these? I know these were on the British press. I've seen some of these on the BBC. Many of you may have seen them as well. These people are paid to go out and do these jobs. They're not living a normal life. You don't go to another country to make these types of political statements unless you're doing someone else's bidding. And I can tell you, in their own countries, when they make these types of statements or go out and protest like they do in England or in the United States, they'll get their hands cut off or they'll get their heads cut off. Or they'll be stoned to death in public. I mean, they've got those videos on the web, too. So we're dealing with just an overall insanity across the board. Now, I talked to people last night in regard to the elections, this election campaign. They build up this big fever about who's going to win in Pennsylvania. The race is too close to call. Obama and Clinton are tied. And I'm listening to the rhetoric from these people, listening to the lies and the misrepresentations of who they are and what they intend to do. Because it's quite obvious who pulls their purse strings, who they're in bed with financially, and you never hear the real story. You never hear who's behind the scenes doing this. Now, if you research, if you read, and you have to use discernment because there's as equally, if not more, amount of disinformation out there to twist your thinking. Or to get you to believe in something that is totally false, that's totally not true. I found such an example of something. Yesterday, there was an announcement that there is another tape released by Al-Qaeda. Now, every time there's a tape released by Al-Qaeda, they come in twos. The first one is Osama bin Laden. And then the next tape that comes out is Al-Zawahiri. I forget the guy's first name, but he's supposedly the second in charge of Al-Qaeda. And I thought to myself, okay, What is the point of this one now? Everyone knows that bin Laden died, let's say, in December of 2001. And they kept this boogeyman alive. And the reason they haven't caught him is because he's not around to be caught. He's not to be found because they know where he is already. Now, bin Laden was given a name by the CIA way back, at least in 1986. We know of this. when there was a clandestine meeting that occurred in Sherman Oaks, California, at the Hilton Hotel. And in that meeting, there was a transfer of arms, cash, computer software, and there were some individuals there. One I've had on my Evident Footprint show as a guest, Ted Gunderson, who used to be a supervisory special agent for the FBI in Los Angeles, Dallas, I think Memphis, Tennessee, and even had worked in Washington and Philadelphia. And Ted Gunderson knew, or had to have known, who Tim Osman was. Tim Osman was the name for Osama bin Laden. Tim Osman was a CIA operative fighting in Afghanistan against Russian insurgents. And so this meeting was to give them missiles, particularly Stinger missiles, Red Mercury. So we're talking about weapons that were being given to enable him to shoot down helicopters, not airplanes, just helicopters. So they were going to minimize or localize this insurgency against the Soviets who were trying to take over Afghanistan. Now you'd have to ask yourself, why were the Soviets so involved in Afghanistan? Could have been a number of reasons. Could have been that they wanted to control the drug trade, the very reason why we went into Afghanistan. But there was more going on than that on a much, much higher level. We won't even go into that today. But the fact that Tim Osman was the original name of Osama bin Laden. Now, they came out with another bin Laden tape on March the 20th. And these tapes mean nothing because bin Laden is dead, so why play a tape? Why play an audio tape of bin Laden? What's the purpose? Well, it's to keep the boogeyman going, one for one, and number two, it's to create a signal or a piece of a signal in a code. And the date that that tape is released is what the code, a part of the code is. Now, you wait for another tape. Al-Zawahiri comes out with a tape. Supposedly on this tape, and there was a CBS News story that I found on the web yesterday where literally they're describing blow for blow some 900 questions that Al-Zawahiri supposedly answered for Muslims around the world that were asking him about this jihad, this holy war that they had declared against the United States. And it's quite well known that our mainstream media, be it NBC, which is really GEC, General Electric Corporation, Black Ops Contractor, or ABC, which is now currently one of the main CIA-controlled news networks, and CBS, that was involved with the CIA as far back as the days of when it first began, And definitely during the times of John F. Kennedy. CBS was working hand-in-hand with Prescott Bush at the time. And George DeMorin Schultz and Clint Murchison and all these people that were involved in the Kennedy assassination. So, some of these names aren't names that are known to everybody that followed the Kennedy assassination. You'd have to do some research. But there's an interesting time, and it sounds like I'm wandering here a bit, but you have to understand that the intelligence agency controls and uses the propagandized press as a means for letting you know or believing, causing you to believe what they want you to believe. I found it interesting that the information, especially the translation of this Al-Zawahiri tape that was supposedly released yesterday, on April the 22nd, that's the second of the series of tapes I'm talking about, was conducted by none other than a CBS News terrorism consultant, Hoda Osman. Isn't that funny? She has the same last name as the CIA name for Tim Osman. Hoda Osman. I never heard of this woman before, but did a little research, and of course, she's dressed like a Muslim on a picture on a website from the Middle East. She operated out of Egypt, the Osman family, or as we know them, the Bin Laden family, were rooted in Egypt and Saudi Arabia. They were a construction company. They got government contracts. So they were government operatives. Even on 9/11, they had to usher the Osman or the Bin Laden family out of Texas. What were they doing in Texas? You have to ask yourself these questions. So when you begin connecting the dots, this is nothing more than a story which is being spun to create fear. However, the issue is the release date of the tapes. These are just signals. Remember, I said at the beginning of this portion of this news hour that the release of these tapes signifies to all of them around the globe when the next false flag event is going to be. You could take this code following the release date of the other tapes, and you can discern pretty accurately when there's going to be an event. And I use this code, and I can backdate the release of the Bin Laden tapes, and I'm calling them the Bin Laden tapes, where Bin Laden followed by al-Zawahiri, always in two. The third event is the date that comes from the code. Well, if the code from these two audio tapes, and what's interesting is on the 20th of March and on April 22nd, these were both audio tapes. They released not too long ago some videotapes. They released videotapes of a man who's dead.
Thanks for listening to
so how do they do this?
Well,
once they released pictures and tapes, everybody said, there's no way this guy is Osama bin Laden. That's a fake tape.
And thanks for listening to BBS
now,
Radio.
Switzerland said that the Bin Laden tape that was released on March 20th is a fake.
On the planet.
Switzerland, evidently Swiss intelligence agents analyzed that tape and said that that's not even Bin Laden's original voice. So again, now that lends no credibility to the message. The point I'm making is it's not the message. It's an indication to them, each other, whether you want to call it the Zionist bankers or the Zionist media, Zionist controlled propagandized media, putting this out to create fear, but it's merely a signal because it's all an illusion. It's a signal to when the next event would be. Now, what date would it come out to? I would suggest that we be looking at May 8th as a date. We look at May 8th as a date. That's the meaning of the release of those two dates, those two tapes on the dates I referred to, March 20th, April 22nd. Now, when you understand a little bit about numerology and how they're using the release of these tapes, this will make a whole lot of sense. I could take this system and I could predict 9/11. Of course, I did this after the fact. I hadn't even paid any attention to this up till that point. They really didn't release many or any Bin Laden tapes until after 9/11. And they blamed Bin Laden on 9/11. And I made a comment that basically a camel jockey hiding in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan caused all that destruction with such precision and was able to get our whole military to stand down. I mean, come on, folks. Did Bin Laden himself order our military to stand down on 9/11? If you can answer that question and with a yes, then Bin Laden's controlling the whole world. So it's obvious what these people intend to do, what their plan is. Now, where might this event be? Well, it's not time to talk about that yet, but you stay tuned, because if you don't hear it on the TNT News Hour, you may hear it on Evident Footprints. I do have some ideas where the next planned event is. And it'll be something pretty phenomenal because they're getting pretty desperate. People are waking up. They're not going to be very happy that I'm talking about this, but this is not the first time I or anyone else have mentioned false flag events. Captain Eric May has been coming out and sort of in the neighborhood, in the ballpark, with dates, but he hasn't been as accurate. And I certainly don't want to deter anyone that's using any kind of discernment from figuring out what's going on, if it's going to, especially if it's going to save lives. We're just looking at a murderous criminal element that is running this world, and it's about time that we start waking up to it and doing something about it. But it's very interesting article. If you go to CBS News, the name of the article, which was released April 22nd, is Al-Qaeda Number 2 Vows More Attacks on West. Now, I'd like to point out an anomaly about the date that this tape was released on April 22nd. And keep in mind that the 22 has great significance in their Illuminati minds, in their devious or demonic minds. The number 22 is twice the number 11. Okay? Think of the use of 911, the number 911. Normally you would dial for an emergency. September 11th, they like to hide the 911 as much as they can. We know, of course, 911 is what you dial for an emergency. But the Twin Towers themselves were an 11, and burning, with both buildings burning, they represented a Roman candle. And the number 11 or 1111 has great spiritual significance in terms of changes in things the way they are, new beginnings. And so the April 22nd is twice a new beginning. There's a lot of Illuminati background in that. And it has to do with their satanic worship and their devil worship, if you want to call it that. Not that we should be afraid, just understand their methods. That's the whole reason I'm pointing this out. So May 8th is a date to watch. And as time goes on, I will further pinpoint what might be in the works. I already, as I said, have an inclination to look at that. But I would suggest that you use your own discernment. This has nothing to do with something I've gleaned from the media other than the dates that these things were released. There's no pertinent information to what's going on. There's nothing in this that has anything to do with the fact that our dollar is being destroyed, that we have illegals coming into our country, and I don't care where they're from or how bad their lot is. We are giving away billions and billions of dollars to countries every year, mostly to Israel. And Israel had a big part to do with 9/11. And other false flag events that have occurred around the world. Don't be fooled by what they tell you in the media. Don't be fooled by corrupt religious leaders, especially the TV evangelists, because they're just parroting what they're told to parrot by the intelligence agencies and the black op mind control groups. Now, I'm wondering if I can get Don Newsom on the air with me here. He's been tied up a little bit, and I'd like to discuss a few of these things with him. Maybe his outlook on the so-called elections. We know we have voting fraud. We had it from the first state that actually had a caucus, and there was supposed to have been some kind of hearing on, I understand, April 18th in Washington about the vote fraud in New Hampshire. Haven't heard a lick about that. Haven't heard anything. So, Don Newsom, are you available? I'm wondering. He may be tied up. Well, I'll keep talking here. Maybe he'll start feeling guilty and come on board. Let's see now. I had an interesting story brought to my attention. This was in the Illuminati News, and the website is actually www.illuminati-news.com. There was an article about a woman named Deborah Hunter Pitts, and she was interviewed by Wes Penry, and it's a very interesting story about mind control.
Okay, do you hear me?
Oh, I'm hearing you way in the background, Don.
Okay, I'm trying to adjust the levels here a bit.
Sort of hearing an echo.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay, we'll take care of that right now.
Okay, we're gonna try to get Don on the air here. That's what's happening.
Okay, do you hear me? Bear with me. How about now? Now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, well, it looks like we're good. I apologize for the delay there. I was trying to figure out how best to do this.
Oh, that's okay. And I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you.
There's just a lot of strange stuff going on these days. You got to hear my interview last night. I got some really interesting responses to last night's show.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting show.
As it always is, right?
Absolutely.
I've never had a guest that didn't want to answer any questions.
Oh, I'll answer every question you got. Fire away.
Okay, so you thought that was an interesting show. What made it interesting?
All your shows are interesting, but last night I think what made it mostly interesting was, well, you know me. I was on there listening to you and the guest, and I thought that there was a little dancing going on with the guest, and I felt that was kind of odd. So, but, you know, I think we discussed that. Last night I suggested that it was a little it was interesting because the guest, I don't think, was willing to open up as much as she could have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it was a very touchy topic.
And
my feeling, you see, I had seen the movie, and we're talking about the movie 9/11 Mysteries. It's a well-produced movie, but what came to my mind more than anything is how does someone come up with that footage? Now, I know you haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah.
I'm presuming it is available on Google. It's cleaner a little bit, and, of course, it's always best on the DVD version.
Yeah.
I was interested in how someone comes up with some of the footage, the new footage. How did someone and it was done as a favor. I thought that was an interesting comment, that the video was made as a favor to a person.
Exactly. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, and you know me, I'm a researcher, and so I went down the rabbit hole and did some research on the people behind the scenes, and I found some really strange things, interesting things. Actually, I think they're more interesting than the movie.
Everybody's got a movie out these days, don't they?
Yes.
You know, I mean, and so much of it, again, a lot of it touches on the truth, but so much of it is trying to lead you down a different path as to why there is this truth or what it all means. And it gives, you know, a lot of them have their own flavors. But the bottom line is they all are talking about what we already know, that we've been hoodwinked, the people have been murdered, and these bombs, the criminal class, are continuing to do it. And, it's, you know, I was stating this the other day. I said that it's interesting that we're allowing this now when we should be stopped. I mean, it's not that people are curious anymore. It's not that they wonder, oh, gee, were we hoodwinked? They were. They know it. The people totally know now. Everybody knows there's lies going on and where it's coming from. The question is, how much of that bellyache are we going to take? Because who cares? Really, the tiniest little facts that are involved around this, what we need to do is remove these murderous bums from their high offices before they continue to run ramshot over the people by putting more and more problems and murders and deaths in front of us, trying to wrap us up into these cycles of trying to figure out who did what, when, how, and then get through all the disinfo, and then if we finally make it, we get to end up in their court systems, which are on their side. To me, it's just a snow job, and it needs to stop. And the people, I mean, we got to quit bickering over the smallest details, and we need to collaborate and say, look, enough is enough is enough.
Yes, that my well said. You, those are all my sentiments exactly.
I mean, we could do this for the next 20 years. Who killed Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's the same people.
Same. I mean, it's such a ridiculous thing that we're marching down the same. And they actually believe that they can continue doing it because our past shows that no matter what they do, they'll get away with it. Well, I'm here to tell you folks that I am not going to allow the criminal class to rule. Are you?
We're no waiting. Way. We're waiting for the listeners. I could have responded. I wanted to hear the listener say something there.
I mean, Illuminati, my butt. You know, Illuminati, great thinkers, scientists, all behind this madness. To even believe that they're top notch thinkers behind this is madness. Look at Kissinger, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the people that we think are great thinkers that are building your policy when they're not. They're warmongering idiots. They live in the past, they print the past, and they continue to perpetuate the past. And these guys are in their own delusion. We don't have to take it anymore. We certainly don't have to live by it.
Yes.
And they're no geniuses. They're no Illuminati. They're no aliens. And I'll tell you what, they might work with dark energies because they've got a little sick secrets going on with, you know, off-worlders that are not enterprising in the least, and they have no consciousness really to speak of, many of those that they have done deals with. And to be honest, these human criminal elements can be removed as easily as they're removing us.
Uh-huh.
Maybe easier, because now you've got the world, and the world's awake, and it's not that these are localized problems. That's the beauty. People go, oh, gee, it's happening everywhere. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Thank God. Thank God the IMO is so corrupt everywhere. Thank God Monsanto's corruption is everywhere. Thank God we're seeing these corrupt orders in all places. Because now the whole world, the many, get a chance to give their opinion and take their action. So they might be trying to see destruction and rot the barrel or the many barrels all over the world, but it's funny how this karma situation is going to work. They're actually seeding their own destruction in such an interestingly clear way that I can't see anything. But these criminal class elements starting to run like rats, blame it on each other, internal factionalizing going on where they're breaking up. And many people have said this, but it's going on now, folks, real time. And the criminal class, and there's going to be a few of these warlords that are going to come out on top. Let's keep an eye on those. You know, because really, this whole empire of corruption, the criminal class, needs to fall. This mafiosa needs to come down to ground zero.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that. And it's, you know, what they're portraying constantly in the media, and they did this during the world wars, if you go back and you read the old articles that were written in the newspapers during World War One or World War Two, and between the wars and after the wars, and then we had the Korean War, the Vietnam War, we had all these
wars. We got a little Israel doing it. I mean, Israel, they have shown... You know, it's like a blueprint. They've shown the blueprint for a perpetually religious war. And not only religious, it's just the elite against the poor and their own idiosyncrasies about trying to keep a perpetual war going so they can keep that floor plan going.
Mm-hmm.
We've had perpetual war, and it's absolutely to seed the few, and it's gone, and people are tired of it. It's gone global now. How do you like that? Yeah, you globalists, let's take it global. Yeah, go ahead, seed all the destruction. We don't have too many more people to wake up, so if they're hell-bent on doing it for us, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Get your seeded destructive message out there to the world. We're all watching, and we're all toleration levels are zero. I mean, they're closing in on zero. And the action takers now see enough people that are blowing in the same direction that they're stepping up to the plate, and it's going to start to be a hurricane. So hey, you globalist wonder beans, you go for it.
Now I heard Obama's under fire right now.
Oh,
statements.
I mean,
made.
The whole election. Even they can't even stop the corruption when it's just between their own people.
Mm-hmm.
Obama is gonna Clinton. Well, no, what was that statement?
Obama, no Clinton.
Somebody made a statement to me that was funny. I can't say. I can never repeat what other people say. I'm all original, folks.
Well, I was going to paraphrase something that he said. I don't have the exact quote, but he was denying any association with the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, we can just look at the media coverage he's getting from...
Oh, he got it from day one. He was an unknown minority that came out of the blue to be the top contender. As far as the media was concerned, he was the only fucking contender, excuse my language. What's that tell you?
And the motto, his campaign motto, is change.
Yeah.
Change you can trust.
Change you can trust. Yeah, just look at the people around him.
When I think of the word change anymore, it means the little metallic coins that you have in your pocket.
It means anything they want it to mean. To be quite honest, they don't really give a damn about meanings anymore. It's, as long as it's lining their pocket, they'll say anything, do anything. It's all hypocritical. And it's certainly not parabolic. It's hypocritical, folks. And most of these people probably have personality disorders by now that they're dealing with on top of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they ought to be on the Ritalin, Prozac, and all the other drugs they're feeding our kids today, because really, I'll tell you what, hypocrisy and I guess you'd have to say schizophrenia have in common. Well, when you're raping everybody and stealing all their money and thinking it's yours, and then some, and then you're the next person on stage trying to portend something else, really, I would have to say that's schizophrenia. And in most cases, these people show you one side of the coin, the other side, the other side, the other side. I don't even think they know who they are anymore. We ought to probably remove them just out of mental health reasons.
Oh, leave corruption out of the picture.
I mean, we could get them out of there for many reasons, but I would have to say they're mentally incompetent as a fact.
Mm-hmm. A while ago, I received an email from somebody, and this was pretty interesting. This came from the military in Iraq. McCain was over there sitting in a room, and I would presume that this was some corporate or military installation where they had decided that they could secret him.
Oh, look at MySpace. Look at Google, and look at one other company, MySpace, Google, and who? And they're touting. I mean, shame on them. I mean, this guy, we had more callers because of that stupid ass McShane. ad that Google's running on their AdSense. So these spiritual networks, spiritual blogs and everything are getting this stupid McShane. believe me, I got more calls and emails. I finally started removing Google AdSense from various web pages and got the web coders to do the same from many of them because of the stupid ads that Google, MySpace is doing the same. You've got various others that are trying to throw McCain on us like he's the right candidate. Wow!
Yes,
so,
let me read an excerpt of this email. Now, there's quite a not quite a bit, but there's a very accurate description of what's going on with the war there. And this is from someone who was in the Green Zone. This was called Green Zone Follies. He said, he's talking about McCain. He said, and here is just a personal vignette of an experience I and my psychologist buddy had with the Republican probable nominee, Senator McCain. He came here, as you might know, to, quote, inspect the situation, unquote. Jesus, what a farce. There he was, walking around a marketplace with more armed guards than Bush has and wearing a huge bulletproof vest. Anyway, after he inspected the market, he came to the Green Zone for some rigged conference with the lying generals. My buddy and I were going to visit another friend when we saw guards, etc., in front of a rec room door. Curious, we went into another unguarded room, opened several doors, and guess what? There was the senator all by himself, sitting on a folding chair by a card table. We were a little awed, so I said, "Hello, Senator. Sorry to bother you." He looked at us like we were cows and kept blinking. Finally, he smiled and said, "Hey there, soldiers. How's it going? Is it going good?" And my friend the shrink said, "Why, yes, Senator, everything is great." And McCain smiled at nothing and looked around the room. "Well, I'm glad to hear it. You are the general." And I said, a little sarcastically, "Why, no, Senator, not quite yet." And he looked at me like I was a sheep or something, smiling a silly smile. "Oh," he said to the table, "let's hope it gets a little cooler here. Have you been here long?" My friend said, "Too long, Senator." "Why, that's good, General," the senator replied to the ceiling. Then his lips moved, but he said nothing. He looked up and smiled. My wife's grandmother did just that. And the senator may have been sitting right near us, but believe me, he was somewhere else. Then he began a conversation with someone who wasn't there, and my friend took my arm and said, "I think we should get the hell out of here," and we started to go back the way we came in when some civilian came in. "It's time to go to the meeting, John," but McCain just smiled and kept on talking to the table. The civilian said, "All right, gentlemen, time to go. The senator is very tired and has jet lag." And when we left, the senator was talking complete nonsense. Later, one of the staff personnel told both of us that the senator had a little accident and he had to change his pants.
Well, we're getting calls on my personal line. Whenever I get on the air and start spooing, people go nuts just to make sure that they interrupt, get me off the air, phone the phone numbers. I mean, every time I do the TNT board, our website goes sporadic. We get spammed up. You know, our mail server may go down. Our website either goes down or we got problems with that. You know, I got to laugh. You know why I got to laugh at these the criminal class, especially the media, big media? You ready for this? It's because they're so insignificant at this point, they can't win an election like they thought they could. They thought they could get their people elected by the weight they carry in the mic. They don't carry any weight anymore. In fact, they carry so little they have to use vast corruption in order to get their, in order to get who they want in, because they're meaningless. People think they're a joke. The government and media who went to bed with them, they're jokes. And good, smart, free-thinking people are either going to become corrupt with them, which is highly unlikely enough of them will. The rest are just going to see them for who they are, a joke that needs to be removed, and I got to tell you. People are not going to take kindly to, oh, I was following orders. People aren't going to take kindly to people trying to backtrack and say, oh, well, it wasn't really my fault, or I did it under orders or under duress, or I was just going along with the game plan, or I was bribed, blackmailed, and raped. You know, eventually, we won't hear the cries. And it'll come a point where the people will tune in a different way. I mean, it's an interesting world we live in, my friend. And I think that this absolute dementia of the corruption that we see is going to come to an absolute crashing bloody home.
Well, that's my aspiration, too.
Yep. Yeah, you can feel it with everybody on the internet, all the talks, all the blogs, all the radio people on the air, people talking about it on TV, the news, the comedians, you name it, people are... They'll wake up a few more action takers soon. Yeah. You gotta love it.
But this person goes on to ascertain that they had witnessed Alzheimer's, or maybe just pre-Alzheimer's. But you'd have to say, and I responded to your comment about you wish they would take some of the drugs that they give us. I would presume that that
they do.
They do.
They do.
Isn't that that's not an incredible story, but it's interesting that it came out in such detail.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a first-hand account, and someone felt it important enough to send that email out. Of course, one would always say, "Well, that's just the Democrats doing that." No, we know they're following the scripts, and they're both on the same side.
Same side. Same
they've
people.
They've got us believing that.
They look the same naked.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I guess they look the same when they pee their pants, too.
They really do look the same naked. Have you ever seen Obama and Clinton naked?
No, I can't say I have personally.
You can't tell the difference.
But, I'm certain they have.
I mean, she looks just like him. McCain, he's a little dwarf in there, but he's got the same look. A little smaller, but naked nonetheless. Looks just the same. Kind of like a mini-me.
Yeah, my basic point here is if this is the person that they have selected, at least on the Republican side.
Oh, then they want to lose. You see, that's the funny part. These guys actually, by their own actions, are showing us that they don't. In fact, they care so little about anything, anybody, nature, the world, the economy, the money, the people. They care so little that they really don't care. That's how passionate they are. So can we overcome that? Well, absolutely. Come on. Come on, people out there. I mean, you're dealing with people that don't have any passion. How could they if they don't have heart? They have a mind that twists them into a matrix. They don't have any emotional passion. They can't win. They have no ability to win, or you wouldn't see the corruption so vastly and all the problems. They have no chance. And now it's just time for us to remove them. Just remove them from power.
Hi, this is Mark Omey. And you're listening,
yeah, physically
to my
speaking,
song,
of course.
Arabica, the album.
Well,
River,
you know, we seem to be able to incarcerate many people for far less crimes than the ones that.
Sure, I'm not saying go out there and you know, lynch mob, but I'm saying it's time to remove these people from power. And if they're not willing to go and they're murderous, we move them.
Yes, I'm in agreement,
okay?
Wholeheartedly.
I mean, I have no bones about that. Don't tell me I have to be a pacifist when someone's killing us. Don't even... If somebody tells me that I got to sit back and give more love to the world when somebody's being a murderous a man, no. I mean, oh, well, it happens all over the world. There's murders all over the world. Yeah, well, this I can do something about.
Yeah, we have a responsibility to do something about it.
Exactly.
Too. Yes. Well, we're out of time. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your coming on.
My pleasure.
And adding an additional expansive perspective to what I was talking about in the first half hour.
You bet. If I can get those the criminal class listening to the comedy of my words in your show, one even better, because eventually they're going to get it. Eventually enough of them are going to get it, and they're going to go, you know, the guy's a hard-hitting ass, but he's right. And you know, what he's saying is quite likely, and we see it, and we, you know, it, you know, again, I'm all for giving a person a million chances. Well, I might not give him a chance here on this planet. Okay. But I'm all for giving somebody a million chances. They all are a part of us. But this has to stop.
Yeah. I'm in agreement. And you're expressing my disgust very, very, very succinctly. And I want to thank you for being on the show. And if you want to give us some outro music.
You got it. Here we go. Thank you.
We'll be talking to each other tonight. I want to welcome everyone to listen to Evident Footprints at 10 p.m., as well as all the other fine shows on bbsradio.com. This has been Don Nikoloff, the TNT NewsHour on BBS Radio, and I'll see you on this show next week, same time, same place, and on Evident Footprints tonight. In the meantime, have a wonderful day. Bye now.